You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On Monday, it was almost the end for the old Gibson Guitar Factory smokestack. Workers arrived to demolish it, but they were met by protesters and Kalamazoo City building officials. It turns out the company didn't have a permit to tear down the stack. For now, the work has been on hold. But the fight for what some residents call a Kalamazoo landmark isn't over. Kim Doolittle and her husband Rob run Kalamazoo Guitar Company, which specializes in handmade guitars and ukuleles.
Yeah, for some reason it just hit me in the heart. That's the first place we went when we moved here, was to find where this was, because it was such a part of history.
Now, I think in 84, when Gibson left town, there was a lot of Kalamazoo and a lot of history that unfortunately left with it.
You know, Rob's like, just if you can go down and just get a brick, just get a brick. You know, and I'm thinking, I've got all these people saying, please, can you get us a brick? Can you get us a brick? And I'm thinking, why are we asking for bricks? Why aren't we asking for a stay of execution? Why aren't we asking to save it?
And they did get their stay of execution. The city of Kalamazoo found out that Plaza Corp., the real estate development company associated with the building, didn't complete a permit to tear down the structure. Bob McNutt is the building official for the city. He says once the application has been filed, processing only takes a few days. McNutt says the real question will be, can the company prove the stack will be taken down safely?
When they start tearing apart, are we gonna worry about the stack falling while they're doing the work? What kind of precautions are they going to take? And have they notified the state if there is any hazardous substance involved?
According to a blog post by Plaza Corp., the stack itself is a safety risk, leaning over a 14-inch gas main. City Historic Preservation Coordinator Sharon Ferraro says when it was in use, you could see gases leaking out of the bricks on the side of the stack.
The smokestack is in rough shape. It has not been, it has been used to vent the boilers for a very long time. And quick little technical thing, coal-fired boilers need a much taller smokestack than natural gas-fired boilers need. Okay, so this was a coal-fired boiler smokestack, way too tall for the need, and it was deteriorating. And there's been damage ongoing to the thing for quite a while.
Ferraro says the Gibson factory buildings and the stack are eligible to be listed under the National Register of Historic Places. But getting them on the list could take up to 2 years. And even then, the owner has to be on board.
Really, only in extraordinary circumstances is it allowed to be listed over the objections of the owner. And I don't think the previous owner was in favor of it. He just never pursued it. The current owners aren't really clear on whether they want to pursue that or not yet. But it is eligible, and that's kind of waiting in the wings as a tool that they could use.
If the Gibson stack was listed as historic, the owner could put federal tax credits toward its restoration. But Ferraro says it could take a lot of fundraising to persuade the owner to seek historic status. Plaza Corp. quoted restoration costs at around $800,000, though the company did not say what all was included in that number. On Tuesday, Plaza Corp. put out a statement saying the owner requested that the lettered bricks be saved. But to Ferraro and Kim Doolittle, that's not enough. Without the iconic silhouette of the stack, Doolittle says it's just a bunch of bricks.
To me, it's got to be all or nothing.
If the city of Kalamazoo approves the demolition permit, Robert McNutt says workers can take apart the stack at any time. We'll have a link to the Facebook group Save the Stack on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.